You are listening to CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, British Columbia, streaming on the internet at cjsf.california.
No, .ca, not .california.
It's like a Farlandia skit. Californians. It's a California. Okay.
Beep 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 beep.
Transmitting from Zucchini Land, it's Steve, Jack, and Sam, the Zucchini Brothers, live at the clubhouse.
Let's all get together, have a little fun. Let's all get together to dance under the sun. Shake your head and body round. Everybody must get down. Shake your head and body round. Everybody must get down.
Get down on the radio in the clubhouse with the Zucchini Brothers. Yeah, going different places, doing different things. Yeah, with all
the morning sun climbs steadily up the trees on what promises to be a beautiful autumn day here in Zucchini Land, where reality steps aside, opening the door to one's imagination, where seasons change from week to week with the promise of new adventure, where hopes and dreams dance with the magic of music. It is here that we find the Zucchini Brothers, Jack, Steve, and Sam, with their dog Polly, asleep in the clubhouse bedroom.
Oh. I got it. I got it.
Sam?
You're mumbling.
I can't understand what you're saying.
I think he's talking in his sleep. Sounds like he's having an argument.
He must be having a dream.
Climbed in bed, I fell fast asleep, and before too long I was tumbling down, having a dream. I dreamed about my mom and dad, and they were 10 feet tall. They couldn't fit inside our house, 'cause their heads stuck through the walls. I couldn't understand them, I couldn't hear a word of theirs, 'cause everything that they would say could only be heard upstairs. Well, dreams we see when we go to sleep, and dreams are very weird.
Weird.
I don't know how they get inside my head. Sand in a foreign land, a place I'd never see. The people were all very strange. They had green hair, and when they took me to their leader, she wasn't very fair. She told me that if I wanted to leave, I'd have to do what she said. She made me recite alphabet well, standing on my head. Well, dreams we see when we go to sleep, and dreams are very weird.
Weird.
I don't know how they get inside my head. Oh, one more time.
Come on now.
I don't know how they get inside my head.
That was the song from the Zucchini Brothers.
Good morning, Sam.
Morning.
Well, we better get ready for school.
School? Oh, I must have been dreaming.
Yeah, this time you were talking in your sleep.
Oh, I had nightmares all night. I'm exhausted.
I bet. You look rather unkempt.
Hey, it's the word of the day. Hey, it's the word of the day.
Today's word is...
unkempt.
Spelling, please.
U-N-K-E-M-P-T.
Definition, please.
Adjective. Untidy. Of neglected appearance. Synonyms or words that mean the same thing are ungroomed.
My hair's a mess.
Bedraggled.
Hey, can I have some fries?
Rumpled.
You might want to iron that.
Slovenly. Scruffy. Must.
Littler.
Tousled.
Whoa.
Disordered. Disheveled. Or messed up.
Clean that up.
Sentence, please.
Look at that. My hair's unkempt. He must have had a party last night.
Last night, it must have got into a terrible fight. Cause when my head hit the pillow, it was looking alright. My hair had a party last night. My hair had a party last night. When I laid down, everything was alright. It started out friendly, but there must have been a fight. My hair had a party last night. Early in the morning, I get out of my bed. The birdies are singing outside. There's waffles on the table and a cold glass of milk. I got a warm, happy feeling inside. I can't wait to go to school and I love myself. I'm the captain of the football team. The alarm goes off and I hear Mom yelling and I realize it must have been a dream. Whoa, my hair had a party last night. It must have got into a terrible fight. Cause when my head hit the pillow, it was looking all right. My hair had a party last night. Last night, but when I laid down, everything was alright. It started out friendly, but there must have been a fight. My hair had a party last night.
Okay, everybody, make your hair have a party. Shake it up, put your fingers in, and mess it all up. Now make your neighbor's hair have a party.
A brush, I pick up a comb, I look at the scissors, but I leave them alone. There's a lizard that lives in the rocks by the sea. This morning that lizard looks a lot like me. I try to wait it down, but it only makes it worse. The cowlick in the back is a family curse. I pick up a cap and I put it on my head. I wish I was dreaming back in my warm bed. Whoa, my hair had a party last night. It must have got into a terrible fight. Just let my head to the pillow, it was my hair had a party last night. My hair had a party last night. But when I laid down, everything was alright. It started out friendly, but there must have been a fight. My hair had a party last night. Last night. Last night.
That was a song from Trout Fishing in America.
So, then I left the zoo, and I was walking alongside the fence on the way to our van, and all of a sudden I noticed there was a hole in the fence, and a lion was coming out of it and heading right toward me. So I started running as fast as I could.
Did you make it to the car before the lion got you?
I don't know. That's when I woke up. My heart was beating really fast, and I was all out of breath, like I really had been running from a lion. I mean, it was just a dream, but...
nightmares can be really scary.
Yeah, they seem so real.
Then when I finally got back to sleep, I had another nightmare about a bear running through the clubhouse.
Your nightmares were all about scary animals. Mine are usually about monsters.
Mine too, but you know what?
Yeah?
Sometimes when I'm in the middle of a nightmare, I realize I'm dreaming, and then I can change the dream.
Change the dream?
Yeah, I can make friends with the monster or make it melt away.
Ice monsters. They're melting. Dancing mummies. The ice monsters, they keep on melting, while each mummy eats something yummy.
little ditty from the Zucchini Brothers.
So, Steve, you can really change your dreams.
Sometimes, when I can remember I'm dreaming.
My dreams always seem so real that when I'm in a dream, it's hard to tell that I'm only dreaming.
You think we might be dreaming right now? I mean, if we realize we're dreaming, we might be able to change something.
Like make it start snowing so hard that school would have to be canceled.
I don't know, but that reminds me of a quote Susan wrote in my notebook.
The quote of the day is...
All we see or seem is but a dream within a dream. Edgar Allan Poe.
So, are we all ready?
Yup.
Uh-huh.
Now, let's try really hard to make it snow.
Okay.
Well, that didn't work. It's still a sunny autumn day.
Does that mean we're not dreaming after all?
It means we're either not dreaming or this is a more difficult dream to change.
Either way, we should get out to the bus stop.
This is Zucchini Clubhouse News with a news update.
Thank you. I'm Bob Haskey, and we're all listening to the Zucchini Brothers live at the clubhouse. The top of the news today, what do dreams mean? Coward Hosell is live in the studio with dream expert Dr. Goodsleep. Coward?
Coward Hosell here, and Dr. Goodsleep, it's a pleasure to have you with us today.
The pleasure's all mine, yes.
Now, Doctor, being an expert on dreams, you've agreed to analyze one of my dreams today, right here.
Right.
I recently dreamed that I was being chased by a flock of chickens.
All right.
And mind you, this was right in the neighborhood where I live, so it was kind of strange.
Yes.
I knock on my neighbor's door.
Right.
She opens it up and says, "Pizza for you." Gives me this big pizza.
Pizza, right.
And then the chickens take it and run away with it. Can you analyze that?
Well, I must say, from my experience, the determining factor here is the pizza. A focal point as to what's happening in your life.
I never thought about...
The chickens are really secondary in this situation, however. What we need to determine is, did the pizza have toppings? This is crucial. I mean, did the pizza have sliced tomatoes, onions,
exactly,
or
sure,
mushrooms, or green peppers?
Green peppers?
Pineapple. These are vegetables.
Doctor? Dr. Goodsleep? Back to you, Bob.
Somebody buy that man a pillow. It's time for a weather update with Zane Finch. Zane!
Thanks, Bob. Well, it's a dream of a late fall day here in Zucchini Land, and I think I remember my dream from last night. My shoes were cookies, and I rode to the Crunch Castle. Back to you, Bob.
Fascinating, Zane. We'll have to talk about it later. That's all the time we have the news now. Hope you'll join us later. Bye-bye.
Start from the middle.
a song from the band.
Hey, guys.
Hi, Susan.
Whew, I thought I was going to be late for the bus. What's up with Sam? Sam!
Oh, sorry. I didn't sleep well last night.
He had nightmares.
Oh, I used to always have nightmares about a purple monster trying to get into my house.
You used to? You don't anymore?
Nope, because my white teddy bear takes away my tears and my fears.
Hey, that rhymes.
Maybe I should get a teddy bear like that.
Yeah. Well, you don't need a teddy bear. My little brother puts a favorite book under his pillow and says that when he has a book under his bed, it makes no dreams come out of his head.
Another rhyme.
That's like my magical pillow.
A magical pillow?
Yeah, it has two sides. One is the good dream side, and the other is the bad dream side.
How do you know which is which?
I just know by the way it feels, and I make sure my head rests on the good dream side as I fall asleep.
Maybe I should borrow it tonight to keep my nightmares away.
I know something else you could try.
What's that?
You could think happy, peaceful thoughts as you're falling asleep. You could think of the nice things that happened during the day, or the things you want to do tomorrow.
That sounds like a plan.
Or you could listen to a lullaby at bedtime.
This pretty planet spinning through space, your garden, you're a harbor, you're a holy place. Golden sun going down, gentle blue giant, spin us around all through the night. Safe till the morning light.
From Tom Chapin.
Speaking of things that keep us from having nightmares.
Yeah?
Do you guys remember when we were at Esquire's house and his grandpappy told us about his dream catcher? You know that hoop that looked like it had a spider's web inside it that was decorated with all those beads and feathers?
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah, that was interesting.
Did you know?
The first dream catchers were made by Native American Indians. Traditionally, the dream catcher's hoop was formed from supple willow branches, and the webbing was woven of sinew. The hoop could be either circle or teardrop shape, and beads, feathers, and other offerings were often woven into its web. Some legends say that Grandmother Spider, or Iktomi, the great trickster and teacher of wisdom in the form of a spider, decided to spin a special web that would allow only good dreams, visions, and forces to enter a person's mind. An Ojibwe legend maintains that bad dreams struggle with the web, become caught in it, and are burned up by the first rays of sunlight, whereas good dreams flow through to the dreamer's mind. A Lakota legend says that good dreams and visions are captured in the dream catcher's web and are then carried by the people. But bad dream forces pass through the hole in the center of the web and do not become part of their lives. So,
Lots of people hang dream catchers over cradles, beds, and sleeping areas to sift the dreams that flow by in the night air.
Hey, here comes the bus.
Sam's gonna need some help. He's so tired that he fell asleep standing up.
You know what we have to do.
Yeah.
Okay, on the count of three. One, two, three.
Wake up, Sam!
Come on, Sammy, wake up.
Yeah.
One, two, three.
Come on there, Sam.
Wake up, Sam, wake up, Sam.
Waking up's hard to do.
Wake up, Sam, wake up, Sam.
I'd rather sleep till two. I gotta get up, wash, and blow my nose. And then I gotta put on some clothes. The whole day's full of dread. I don't wanna get out of bed. Why not, Sam?
I got a lot of things to do. I gotta wash the dog, rake the yard, do my homework, the dishes, hide and
do. Sam!
I wanna stay asleep.
Listen, Sam, you know what our dad says about these things.
What?
That's life, baby! Oh. Sam, stay awake.
Wake up, Sam, wake up, Sam.
I know it's not that bad.
Wake up, Sam, wake up, Sam.
I gotta listen to Mom and Dad. But sometimes I just get lazy.
Yes.
Twiddling my thumbs, but I can show you what I got. I'm gonna play it on the drum.
All right.
Wake up, Sam, better get up. Why can't
Sammy, it's not that tough.
All right, then I'll get up.
Wake up, Sammy!
A song from the Zucchini Brothers.
All right, class, let's quiet down. Thank you. Sam?
He's sleeping, Miss Honey Pepper.
Yeah, he had nightmares and woke up very tired this morning.
I'm sorry to hear that. Looks like we better start class with a song from the Beatles.
When I wake up early in the morning, lift my head, I'm still yawning. When I'm in the middle of a dream, stay in bed, float upstream. Leave me where I am. I'm only
our show, we'd like to say hello to you if you listen to us on stations like
WRFA in Jamestown, New York.
Hello!
If you'd like any information about the Zucchini Brothers, our concerts, our products, or anything you've heard on this show, or just to say hello, you can always go to www.zucchinibrothers.com. That's one word, and it's spelled Z-U-C-C-H-I-N-I-B-R-O-T-H-E-R-S. Keep those emails coming, and look for show number
1,320. And click on the fun stuff icon to learn how to make a dream catcher.
The Zucchini Brothers Live at the Clubhouse is produced, recorded, and edited by Sam Zucchini, and written by Jack Zucchini, Susan Meyer, and Sam Zucchini. The Clubhouse music librarian is Steve Zucchini. This show is a presentation of Zucchini Productions.
Let's sing it.
Sweaters and cheese. Sweaters and cheese. Sweaters and cheese and fudge.
Get a good night's sleep tonight.
There's a traffic jam in the